This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Roughly half the kids who head off to public school this morning will qualify for free or reduced-price meals. For a family of four, that means living on less than $44,000 a year. Every fall, schools scramble to make sure as many eligible kids as possible are signed up for those meals. Now, some schools are trying out a new approach. From the Marketplace Education Desk at WYPR in Baltimore, Amy Scott reports.
What you getting, cutie patootie?
It's lunchtime at Bester Elementary School in Hagerstown, Maryland. First graders line up for chicken tacos or steamers, also known as Sloppy Joes.
Steamer?
Yes, ma'am. I love steamer.
Okay. Love steamer. We're going to put these guys in front of you, okay?
Hagerstown is a small city in western Maryland. At this school, most kids qualified for free or reduced-price meals under the old system. This year, the school is one of a handful trying a new option, feeding all kids in the school lunch and breakfast for free.
Down and dirty, it's good for kids and good for their families.
Jeffrey Prue is supervisor of food and nutrition services for Washington County Public Schools. He says even for families who earn too much to qualify for benefits, $2 for lunch every day could be a stretch. The school had about $1,000 a year in unpaid lunch bills.
Families were clearly struggling and were struggling to provide lunch money for their children every day. And now that struggle is gone.
Maryland is one of 11 states trying out what's called community eligibility. High-poverty schools no longer have to collect applications for the meals program. They're reimbursed by the federal government based on things like how many kids are homeless or whose families get food stamps. In a report out this month, Zoe Neuberger looked into how it's going so far. She's with the nonprofit Center on Budget and Policy Priorities.
The results were really striking. In schools that had been participating for 2 years, participation in the school lunch program increased by 13%, and participation in the breakfast program increased by 25%.
Neuberger says when all kids eat for free, there's no stigma associated with eating the school meals. The option will be available in all states next year. One thing schools haven't solved, the picky eater. At Bester Elementary, 7-year-old Tyler Williams has barely touched his Sloppy Joe.
But it tasted like money.
It tasted like money? What does money taste like?
It's green.
All right, well, maybe you could have some of your apple. He shakes his head. He's ready to go outside for recess. In Hagerstown, Maryland, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.